Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We are back in the cold state of Minnesota, 23 degrees. We were in Florida all week, came back up through Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky, so on and so forth, Iowa. Wow.
Illinois.
We're back home. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Because it's really cold out.
I know.
I mean, we went from 80-degree weather to 23 and snow up to our knees.
Woo!
Literally.
Ah. I could get by with a little sweatshirt, but then I busted out of the bus to take off the trailer, and I thought, oh, boy, baby, we're back.
Oh, we back. We back. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, the good news here is the phone lines are open to you. They're accessible now. 1-877-807-9977. Last week, as you well know, we were in Florida. We did 6 tea parties. Then I did a high school in Boca Raton, Florida. I stepped on the school property. It hit the fan. We're getting national news. We also teamed up with Liberty Council, and Liberty Council is working with the school right now to make sure that we can come back and do our program. And we will be there to make sure that those kids receive the message of freedom, knowing who they are.
That's right.
And where they came from. In saying that, we also did a video which has about 10,000 going on 11,000 hits right now. If you'd like to check that out, you can go to my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, on my Facebook, and check it out. If you'd like to check it out on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, check out the video, friends. It's important that you see that we are fighting for our liberties, and this is how it's done. We fight the good fight of faith. And the way that you do that, you have to firstly understand that your rights come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. So once we understand that they come from God, we also understand that nobody can come in and just say, hey, we don't like that anymore, so therefore we're going to squelch your rights. Absolutely not. Folks, that is tyranny defined. And that's exactly what we're seeing. I think it's ignorance and action more than anything.
Well, I think too, with this precedent that's being set right now, we got our comment on Facebook, Mr. Dean, I don't know you really that much. Don't know much about you. But since you're my brother in Christ, I must speak up regarding your events in Florida.
Okay.
When you set a precedent, it causes others around the country to see it. He continues, I hope you will take this case to the legal limit. It is time that Christians start fighting back against the persecutions of liberals.
Amen.
We are constantly offended by the things they say and the things they do against us, and we just take their abuses because, quote, we are not to strike back in anger. However, we can strike back legally, and when there is an opportunity to do so, take it. God bless Ruth.
United States Supreme Court agrees with the Constitution of the United States, which is great to see. It can hardly be argued that either students or teachers shed their constitutional rights of freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate.
That's right.
Friends, may students pray on a public school campus? Yes. May students read their Bibles on a public school campus? Yes. May students form religious clubs on campus if other non-curricular clubs exist? Yes. May students hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious materials on campus? Yes. May students do research papers, speeches, etc. with religious themes? Yes. May students be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs? Absolutely. Yes. May students discuss religious issues, although other students may overhear them? Absolutely. Yes. Folks, the issue is the American people have capitulated when they should have fought. You've never lost your right, friends. You've never lost your right. And we all know the myth of separation of church and state and what it really means and what Thomas Jefferson rightly meant. Folks, this is ridiculous. Absolutely, we're going to stand up and fight for our rights. Why wouldn't we? Do the American people deserve the gift that God gave them if they're not willing to fight what God gave them and for what God gave them? No.
That's part of the covenant that God
makes
with us.
Thank you.
That covenant is, I will obey your laws and I will receive the blessing of God. When I cease to obey the laws, and that also talks about defending and upholding justice.
Yes.
When I cease to do that, where in the world am I not going, how am I going to receive the blessing of God in that covenant? I've broke the covenant. God hasn't.
Right.
So it's the breach is on our end.
How is the bird to obtain the worm if he doesn't go get the worm?
That's a good...
Come on!
Yeah, and you got to get up early to get
it. Let me rewind back again, because I'm growing weary of hearing people say, you know, I really don't know you. And I'm glad that we got a lot of new listeners out there, mm-hmm. friends. A lot of new readers through our columns. I'm totally appreciative of that. I'm totally appreciative of that. But I don't walk up to an orange tree and ask what kind of a tree it is. Nor do I walk up to an apple tree and ask what sort of tree it is, because I see the fruit on the tree. That's exactly what Jesus said. When you look at another man, you're to judge him by his fruit. What fruit do you see on my tree? Another question I have for you, friends. How can you not be a controversialist in this time?
Yeah.
That's all you have to do is recite, incite, or reference your founding documents, and you're going to deal with one or two whacks that are going to try to rise up against you and say, you know, that's just not true. That's just not true. Well, the whole time they not knowing that the law is on our side in every sense of the word. Friends, there's no reason you don't stand up and fight for what God has given you. You have the law on your side. So let's see what God won't do, because he will do it. God is willing to give to the church what they're willing to fight for. Don't ever forget what I just said to you. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We have Carol Everett coming up at the 2:30 mark. She used to work in the abortion industry. Folks, sit down for this one. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hello, this is Brad Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, we'd like to thank WSDT Copperhead, 1240 AM. They just picked us up. We will be live Monday through Saturday in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga.
Interesting.
Yep.
Amen. We're welcome aboard, my friends, and thank you for the trust.
Amen.
We appreciate you. Friends, right before the break, I said that God is willing to give you what the church is willing to fight for. He always has been. He always has been. In Wisconsin, 4 abortion clinics will be shutting down. Why? Because people in Wisconsin are saying that's enough. No more murder. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. Folks, if you want to prosper, then you better right the wrongs. You better right the wrongs. You have a moral issue. And I know that I talk about this quite a bit as far as the talking heads. Friends, they're worthless for the most part. 99% of them are worthless. And they're the big name ones that are worthless. They're okay to be out there according to these criminals in this administration.
Taking
because they're not taking any ground.
That's right.
That's exactly right. But I just want to let you know, you have a moral issue with this administration. And until you deal with the moral issues, see, you can't deal with the moral issue until you first get right with God. And what you see out there is you see so many people taking time to deal with the branches on the tree rather than laying the axe to the root of the tree. And they don't lay the axe to the root of the tree because they don't want to offend their sponsors, as I shared with you last week. But I want you to understand something, friends. You have a moral issue. You need to understand God's will to deal with the crimes against heaven and mankind, by the way. And until you correct those moral issues, you're going to be talking until you're completely lost. Because these people are not taking ground. They're trying to hold ground while they're painting America into a corner through capitulation, through surrender. And I just want to let you know that our rights are not up for debate. They're not up for debate. There's no gun debate. There's no abortion debate. There's none. So we need to get off the topic that there's a debate going on. No, the American people need to stand up and understand that you are the law under God. I had some idiot post the other day. The Christians, the Dominists, they said, want a theocracy. Well, listen, regardless if you want to call it, you can call it whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You're still ruled by God, whether you like it or not in this country. And if you don't like it, then go over to a Muslim country. Go over to a communist. Go over there. Don't be ruled by God. And see how they treat you and your family. That's the best way to deal with these people. Just kick them right out of here. Let them go where they want to go. They want to have it their way here? Well, no, no, no. There's already places all across the world that are already set up and they're waiting for you. You can go ahead and do what you want to do there for as long as you can.
Give them a first-hand experience. That
I think
the best
so.
Way. Experience is the best teacher.
Of all, I think so. I think it only makes sense. George Washington, again, the first president of the United States, said, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable. Exactly right. That's also the guy that said, without God, how are you to govern the world?
You can't rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Verwain Greenhall just commented, and I think this is a perfect exemplification of what the resolve is that's brought to you on this show on a daily basis. And again, folks, it's the Spirit of Christ. He said, I listened to Bradley Dean February 12th for just shy of 2 hours. I feel no shame in telling you that he moved me and many others to tears. I would gladly follow this man and his campaign any place, to hell and back, if that is where he wanted to take me. Bradley is a true patriot and a true man of God. Keep taking the fight to them, good sir. I and many others like me have your back.
Amen. Now, I want to clarify something.
Yep.
I don't want you to follow me. I want you to follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1.
Mm-hmm.
Where I fail to obey Christ, then you depart from me. And herein lies the problem with this country. They look at their favorite candidate, and rather than looking at Christ. And just like Benjamin Rush said, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, he said, I'm not an aristocrat and I'm not a Democrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat. That's right. You follow me as I follow Christ no further.
You know what? And that, isn't that, you know, people said that about George Washington in the beginning of this country. Man, we're going to follow him. He can be our king. What do you want to do, George?
He wanted nothing with it.
I don't want to have anything to do with that. He stepped aside. He could have been a president for the rest of his life, but instead he gave the country back the power that they entrusted him to.
And Abigail Adams said he's an extraordinary man.
Completely. And never has there been one since that time of a man that had that much popularity where he won the heart and the soul of his entire country unanimously, but yet he was willing to give it back. Well, that's
he was the one that was willing to fight for it.
Exactly.
Now what they do is they take your kids and they throw them in war rather than they themselves.
That's right.
If they feel that war is necessary, they don't go themselves anymore, friends. But they used to do that honorable act when it was necessary.
Hey, it's called the commander-in-chief of what? Well, the armed forces, so he should be out there on those
lines.
Well,
today now he's called the commander-in-chief of the dispensers of your children rather than, hey, how about you go first?
Which shows what it says biblically speaking when Israel said, we want a king unto ourselves. The Lord said, he will take your sons and he will put them in war. He will take your daughters and make them his handmaids. In other words, I'm going to use the blood. Folks, that stops now. That stops today. That stops yesterday. That's what we do on a daily basis. That's why we're on the show. Controversialist. You brought the comment up last segment. We were in a restaurant coming home. I can't remember. I think we were in St. Louis, I believe. And folks, all of you, you can follow along on that trip. Go to Twitter, go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or Twitter, SOL Media on Twitter. This black woman was sitting there, and I'd given her son, I believe it was a gospel tract, and he's an aspiring attorney, just became one. And we were
Was this at that restaurant, the last restaurant? Okay, that's who you're talking over there?
That's right.
Okay.
And so we were talking, and he's like, man, I really like these. We gave him the gospel tracks, the pink and blue gospel tracks.
Yeah.
And we just started talking. I said, well, you might see us in the news. We just were down in Florida. He said, well, man, I'm actually from Florida. What was going on? So I told him about the school and the situation, things like that, and Liberty Council. And he said, amen, brother. That's what we need. His mom was just watching with this big cheese and smile on her face.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, Christians need to be engaged into this culture war because it really is that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can coin it however you want, but that's really what we're in a war. And I said, why did they hang Christ on the cross? It wasn't because he was preaching, you know, God loves everybody and accepts everybody. It was because he was engaged in a battle.
Yeah.
And she goes, ooh, amen.
Jesus was radical.
So I kept going. I mean, we were having black church. The next thing I go,
The
church, this woman was black.
Oh.
And so was her whole family.
Well, you
and
were
so
having
I
church
got,
with her, weren't you? Is Jesus black
I got
now
in
or
my
something?
Soul. There's a black Jesus, I guess,
no,
according
he
to some
he's
folks.
Jewish.
Well, he's definitely, well, one thing's for sure. He definitely ain't white. He's from the Middle East. But going on, the church gets in trouble.
He's from heaven.
I said that for show. And we know what he looks like.
Incarnate
now.
Revolution. He was from the Middle East.
Revelation.
All right.
The church gets in trouble. I said, the church needs to get in more trouble. And
yes.
He goes, oh, amen. We about to do something in here.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to throw down and have church in that restaurant. We were got to a gas station. It was pretty late at night. It was in the middle of Iowa. Started talking to this lady because our bus takes forever to fill up. And she's probably, I don't know, in the beginning of her 30s. And we're talking about this administration and what's going on with the ICE, and how they can't deport illegal aliens anymore, things like that.
They can.
Well, of course they can. According to the Constitution, that's their duty. They swore the oath.
You have a federal government that's at war with you, America.
So as we're talking, she's like, I can't stand this administration and what they're doing. Did you hear about this?
Black
and this?
People.
Well, this particular, that was at the restaurant.
Yes.
And this
but
particular
you don't hear
woman,
about that, do you?
No, no.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
But it's going on like crazy.
Yes, it is.
Like crazy. Because it's American
people.
I mean,
it was those 7 million black people. In California that stood up against homosexual marriage. Yeah, you didn't hear that through the state-run media. And my black friends don't like what's going on with this administration. As a matter of fact, one of my black preacher friends said to me, Bradley, and I'm highlighting black because I want you to understand this racial division that he's trying to play out. It's not all of them, friends. He said, we're ashamed of them.
It's just people. Just people. And so you get that in every class of people, no matter what color you are. But this girl, I said, so how many people do you know that agree with this president, this administration, and what their ideology is? I said, well, I know one person that I went to college with, but pretty much everybody that I know is right on board
with the
fact that this guy needs to go and all of his policies need to go with it.
I would go so far as to say 9 out of 10 people don't agree with this administration. Yep. He does not have the support of the American people. And this is the delusion that the American people have fallen to, especially. And let me ask you, where are you driving that information from, friends? From the state-run media that nobody believes.
That's right.
21% approval rating, and you believe what they have to say? Yep. Shut the TV off and get busy, friends, because people are agreeing with what's going on here constitutionally and biblically.
Amen. I just got off the phone not too long ago with Liberty Council again. We're just keeping in touch, and we'll give you guys
talking
a play-by-play
about the Boca
as it comes out.
Showdown in Florida,
As a matter of fact, that column was just posted on Brenner Brief. You can check it out on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty. Watch the video. But taking no ground, the fact is when we began this discourse in the first segment, you have talking heads that are taking no ground, period. America needs leadership. No. That's all.
And we're not that to try to get more people to listen to us, friends. We're just trying to figure out why there's so many stupid people that listen to those talking heads that are only trying to maintain ground that you are losing on a daily basis. It's the new thing, the new attack. They're right there to highlight the new attack, friends. And what they do is they magnify the crime rather than the answer. And the answer only comes through your obedience to God, friends.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes.
You know what? And so to lead to that, when I was talking to this the particular attorney on the phone, we were talking about leadership. People will follow the lead. And Liberty Council is one of those leadership groups as well. If you look on our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, you can see the post that they just produced. They didn't produce, oh, well, our rights were stripped from us in a school. No, it was, this is what happened. This is how we're dealing with
this
it.
This is illegal.
Just advertise it. Go check it out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, folks.
Showdown in Florida. Showdown in Florida. It shows you everything that took place. There's about 10 grand down there in 3 days, folks. Not bad. Check it out. It should be more. We'll be right back after this break. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got Bradley and Jake. We're going to pull up Carol Everett in just a couple minutes here. Folks, did you guys realize that back in 1962, President John F. Kennedy was asked about abortion, and he said that's barbaric? Did you know that it's illegal to tamper with eagle eggs, friends, but it's okay, apparently, according to the last how many administrations, to go ahead and slaughter babies in the wombs? In America, it's illegal to kill whales, I guess, and it's interesting that 3,700 babies a day are being murdered in this country on our watch. We did a high school assembly out in Arkansas. And we seen a big, huge billboard, and it said, "Join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens." Folks, that's sick. But again, 3,700 babies a day are slaughtered in the womb. Interestingly, my friends that listen to me on a daily basis, except for Sundays, you probably listen to us then too as well.
Because you can, 24
yes, you
hours
can.
A day.
It's interesting, last week someone posted a picture of a dismembered baby. And most people have never seen one, namely those that advocated, because, friends, those that advocate abortion, they don't want you to see abortion.
No.
Just ask the Sons of Liberty with YouCanRunInternational.com and the heat that we take for standing up and showing what the abortion industry advocates. They hate it. They have to try to demonize you when you expose it.
That's right.
But what's interesting about it is, again, friends, I posted this picture of a dismembered baby. I can put what's going on in politics. Oh, and I'll get 15, you know, high fives and likes or dislikes, whatever the case is. But now when I showed the picture of an aborted baby, shame on you, America. I mean, is that like happening somewhere else? Again, is this happening in a third world country, friends? Or is this happening today in America? The unthinkable. Yeah, it's the unthinkable. did this administration vote 241 times, namely President Barack Hussein Obama, in favor of slaughtering babies in the womb? Yeah, he wanted to make sure, friends, that if the baby came out alive, that there would be another doctor in the room to snuff the baby out. Snuff is the right word, too. You know what they do, friends, just so you visualize if you can, just so you can see with me the procedure that takes place, the ones that I've seen through photos. They wait until the baby's head comes out of the woman's cervix, and then they take scissors and they jam it in the back of the baby's head. They call this pro-choice.
Yep.
And then they cut the baby's cord and they let it bleed to death. Or what about this? When I was in Michigan doing a tea party, a lady invited me over to an abortion memorial where they used to perform abortions. And in this particular room, there was 20,000 to 30,000 babies that were murdered in that one room. I walked in this room, friends, sobering as all can be. I looked to the right and I looked at the utensils that the murderers use. And friends, there's no other way to say it. It's murder. And when I looked at the utensils that they were using, I knew right then and there what this was all about. Had nothing. Folks, this is not choice. This is straight murder. And just think, ever since 1973, on the watch of the American people, do you realize, America, that 18 states, the population of 18 states have been aborted in the name of pro-choice. Murdered. I'm going to bring up one more point, and then I'll bring up Carol Everett. In Minneapolis, a little girl, 17 years old, she stabbed her baby 135 times when it was born. Who taught her that? Why would she think that that would be acceptable? Well, what happened to her in this particular case is she is now sitting in prison for the rest of her life. By the way, at the turn of the 1900s, if you were to abort a baby in certain countries, in this country, you wouldn't have done it, just rest assured. But in England, you would have got 99 years in prison if you would have aborted a baby, murdered a baby. Did you know that this girl that stabbed her baby 135 times, she's serving a life term sentence. She's in prison for the rest of her life. Do you know that Nicole was told that that's all she had to do is take her baby to the hospital and drop it off? Again, friends, who taught her that this would be okay or acceptable? Friends, in some instances, a doctor would have done the same thing, killing the child, and yet he would have been paid to do the exact same thing. I want you to think about what's going on here, friends. Now, Carol Everett was involved in the abortion industry in Dallas, Texas, from 1977 to 1983. As a director of four clinics and an owner of two, Everett was responsible for the clinic's daily operation. Everett, who had an abortion soon after it became legal in 1973, now speaks out on what she saw in the abortion industry and after being saved by Jesus Christ. Amen. He is a savior from sin, friends. Carol has been invited to share her testimony on national broadcasting programs like The Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake.
That's right.
With Dr. James Dobson on Focus on the Family, Dr. Marlon Maddox on Point of View, Dr. D. James Kennedy, as a matter of fact, I just preached at his church and to his congregation last week, of Coral Ridge Ministries on Truths That Transform, and Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, just to name a few. Now, Carol Everett has the distinction of being summoned as an expert witness in courts of law throughout our nation, testifying in Washington, D.C., and numerous state capitals. Well, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Carol.
It's good to be with you. Thank you for what you do to keep the truth out there.
Amen. Now, I got to tell you, and Jake, if you wanted to outline this, you can, but I just want to interject a couple things before we get going on this interview. First of all, Carol, I want you to be candid. I want you to be transparent. And I want you to tell the people what they need to hear so at length they can see with their eyes, through their ears, what you're telling them as to what takes place on a daily basis. I seen you on Blood Money with Alveda King, and I was astonished. I was blown back, and I can't tell you how I felt, but it moved me because you really pushed me to a new level of intensity to attack this issue, to say, you know what, enough is enough, no more.
Well, praise God. I'm glad to hear that it worked, because that's what I pray that it will do. Because we are sitting today allowing it to go on all around us, touching our children, our grandchildren, our families, and we are sitting here thinking everything's wonderful at school today, yet they may be doing exactly what we did to sell abortions to children, because our goal was 3 to 5 abortions between the ages of 13 and 18 from every child. Now, you can't just start asking them to start having sex when they're 12 and start having abortions the next year. So you have to break down the natural modesty. You have to separate them from their parents and their values, and you have to become the expert in these children's lives. And they do that starting in kindergarten. Now, I will tell you that Planned Parenthood announced last summer a new book for two-year-olds. So if your two-year-olds are any sort of school, public school, you need to be careful about them. But in kindergarten, we just simply put the kids in a circle and went around the room and asked the question, what do your parents say to call your private parts? Every family we know has a different name for their private parts. So by the time you reach the third or fourth child, it's clear to those children their parents simply don't know what they have. But we did, and we said, boys, this is what you have, and girls, this is what you have, and don't be ashamed of your private parts. Well, they're out on the playground sharing. And then first, second, third grade, the agenda is slightly different. It's actually intercourse, but these kids are not interested in intercourse. But you need to introduce those things, to keep introducing those things. It's so traumatized them that they will not go home and tell their parents what they saw. They know their parents will run to school. So when they see this, most of the time, unless you have an unusual relationship and have really geared these children to watch for this, they probably won't come home and tell their parents because they're shamed. We talked about intercourse, and then in the fourth grade, we introduced masturbation. Masturbate alone until you're comfortable, and then in groups of 4 or 5 the same sex. What lifestyle are we talking about there? And it goes on. In the fifth grade, this was my specialty. This is where I came in. And now we wanted to get them sexually active. And we had two agendas. Get them sexually active. Separate them from their parents so we were the experts. Give them those condoms that were seconds or defective. Do you really think that people that sell abortions use the best condoms? No. We use seconds and defective condoms because we knew they wouldn't work. And then you've got to go on and think about birth control pills. We put that girl on a birth control pill. We knew she was a teenager, and she didn't do anything at the same time every day. And in order to provide any level of protection, that birth control pill had to be taken at the same time every day. She wouldn't take that pill accurately. Then we could look over at the statistics about sexual activity and tell that any time she went on any method of contraception, that sexual activity went from 0 or 1 a week to 5 to 7 times a week. The pill would not work. We could accomplish our goal of 3 to 5 abortions. I held the hand of one young woman while she had her 9th abortion. There is a 45% repeat rate in this nation today. They have accomplished their goal. Abortion is a method of birth control. But let's talk about why they want to do that. Remember, the teen is the one with the longest reproductive period. So if she starts using abortions early, she'll continue to use it all through her childbearing years as a method of birth control. And then when she calls that clinic, we were ready. We trained our people as telemarketers. They weren't telephone counselors. They were telemarketers. They sold over the telephone, and they used a script designed to overcome every single objection, for that's what sales is, overcome the objection, and you get the abortion. And she would confess, I think I may be pregnant. We had the answer. We can take care of your problem. No one needs to know. What's the first day of your last normal period? Never talk about baby or birth date. You're 8 weeks pregnant. We planted the first seed in that long marketing thread that scared her to death that, yes, she was pregnant.
Folks, I'm talking with Carol Everett, who was involved in the abortion industry, telling the story from the inside out. We're going to come right back after this break, and I want to ask some serious questions because, again, she was on the inside out telling us what we need to hear, friends. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, human weeds, reckless breeders spawning, human beings who should have never been born. Wow, I got a picture of Margaret Sanger actually preaching to the KKK, talking about on the extermination of the blacks. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. She said the minister's work is also important, and he should be trained, perhaps by the Federation, as to our ideals and the goal we hope to reach. Who's their preacher? Who's their minister, friends? Look at the Oval Office.
That's
She's right in front of you, friends. Friends, I got Carol Everett, who was involved in the abortion industry in 1977 and 1983. Can you give us an average day, Carol, as to what took place in one of these centers that you were a part of at the time?
Well, we wanted to do 500 abortions a month, so we wanted to do 125 a week, but there is an ebb and flow in that. Saturday is the busiest day, Friday's the second busiest day, and Wednesday's the third busiest day. So, you know, Monday was a little bit slower. We had a night clinic so women could come in, have their abortion that night, go back the next morning, 20 abortions in and out quickly. Tuesday was, again, a slow day, morning clinic, but you get them in and you get about 20, you know, in. And then Wednesday, you're going to have maybe 30. So you're halfway there. Thursday's a little slower. Friday's picks up. And, you know, the ultimate goal is a week with 50 on Saturday.
That's the
ultimate goal.
This is so overwhelming to me. I actually did a high school assembly in Missouri, and I was showing a picture of the little baby Samuel Armas, who actually put his hand outside the womb and grabbed the doctor's finger. And Carol, I had a principal come out in front of 600 students and say to me and to the students, if this offends anybody, now we're talking about the preservation of life here, not advocating death. And he said to the students, he said, if this offends anybody, he said, you can leave.
Oh.
And one teacher And one student got up and walked out. The rest stayed. Yep. It was like the Lord was just saying, just hang on a second, Bradley's not done. I started talking about how I was advocating life here, not death.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes later, the principal comes out and said there's an emergency at the school, and he shut down the assembly. Now, what happened, just so everybody can understand how we win the day when we stay the course and fight for our rights, the kids, the students, the 600 in attendance stood up along with the teachers, and they gave me a standing ovation.
Oh, my goodness.
For advocating life. Not death, and it shows me out of hundreds of thousands of students across this country, I've had one student, Carol, one student say to me, Bradley, I have an issue with the abortion topic. And I said, well, it's a good thing your mom didn't. And that was the end of discussion right then and there.
And, oh, I love that.
Amen. And that's really, but, you know, it's also interesting. Jake did a high school. Jake, you want to kind of outline what took place with you in Dunkerton?
Yeah, we did a high school in Dunkerton, Carol, because we believe in reaching the next generation the same way that apparently this industry is obviously targeting this generation.
I show up the other side.
Exactly. Yes. And you know what? We're addressing it just as vehemently because of the fact that we are on the side of truth and this is life. But I digress for a moment. This particular assembly we did, I was talking about Metallica is a rock band, and they have lyrics talking about infanticide. And I ask the kids, do you know what infanticide is? Kids respond, no. And I say, well, here's a picture of infanticide. It's the murder of a baby. I show them an abortion of a little child that's been killed by abortion.
Saline.
One from saline, one from partial birth. I don't spend a lot of time on the picture, but I show it to them. And I say, do you believe this is right and acceptable? And they all say unanimously, no way.
No.
This is murder. And all of a sudden, I get shredded in the press because I'm showing mutilated babies on a screen. No. I'm showing the product of an industry and also of an agenda that's being promoted through public high schools on a daily basis. And the kids don't even realize what it is.
No.
So I'm merely educating them as to, if you make this decision, this is what you're deciding on right now, the life of this child.
It's absolutely amazing how people rise up that advocate abortion, how they do not want the people to see what they're advocating, Carol.
The truth of the matter is many of them have been hurt by abortion. Anytime you see someone who is so angry, and remember, think about the pro-choice side. They're always clenched fists, clenched teeth. They're not happy people. And I always am concerned that I'm dealing with someone who's had an abortion, male or female. And, you know, when someone walks out, I always go, oh, goodness, Lord, touch them, because, you know, you're probably talking about someone who can't stand what you're saying to the point of they have to face their own grief, their own responsibility, and they can't do that most of the time.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, Carol, one of the things that you talked about in Blood Money was the things that were going on behind closed doors, the adultery, the drug use. What was the money issue like? Was a lot of the money being laundered? Was a lot of illegals going on outside of just aborting babies? What took place legally that most people don't know?
Well, I was paid $25 for running the clinic per abortion. I was only paid by the abortion. I was only, you know, I made no money if she came in and didn't choose abortion, so what did we sell? The abortionist is paid the same way, except he makes from a third of the fee in the first trimester to as high as 50% of the fee in the second and third trimester, depending on what he's negotiated. Those are difficult procedures, but let's just say he does a $4,000 second trimester abortion. He pockets $2,000, but he can do the three of those an hour, $6,000 an hour. But we all know more than 90% of abortions are first trimester. Let's say he does a $300 abortion, pockets $100, but he wants to do 10 to 12 abortions an hour, and he accomplishes that by using two teams of two assistants, and he runs back and forth from room to room, allotting less than 5 minutes for each abortion. Paid in cash at the end of the day, he would make $1,200 an hour if he did 10 to 12. No 1099, no W-2, left entirely to the discretion of that person killing babies for a living, what he reports to IRS. So I was paid by check. Mine was traceable. The abortionist was not.
Absolutely. Incredible. Incredible. And, of course, they know this is going on.
Well, and you don't have to report. The other thing you mentioned, you don't have to report all the cash business. You know, if it's cash and you didn't even have a set of books showing it, you don't report that one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on.
Go ahead, Jake.
I was just going to bring up.
These are one of these topics. You just got to kind of sit back and let them tell us.
Well,
because
I think
it's that shocking.
Exactly. Yeah. I think not even knowing. I did not know this. I want to bring this point again to our listeners, is that you geared your agenda at elementary kids. This wasn't, we're going to try to get teenagers to get abortions. Yes, it was, but it was part of a much bigger parameter here. You're talking about going into little kids in elementary school and starting to educate them. That is why we are so tough on the fact that we need to get to our kids, because this administration is on a daily basis. And, you know, things like this, the abortion industry, they're all going for the kids. So that's
they
one
are.
Thing. The other thing I wanted to bring up is I watched Amazing Grace not too long ago, that movie, a film about the gentleman who ended
Wilberforce.
Slavery. Wilberforce, yeah. And John Newton, his preacher, is who he was. And how his preacher was, and this reminds me of this type of story, Carol. You can talk about it with such specificity because you've been in it. And Wilberforce's pastor, John Newton, could as well.
Yeah.
You had a time in your life where obviously your life was changed by Christ, where now there's a redemptive quality in what you're doing. Can you kind of bring that to our listeners? Because I'm curious about that.
Well, there was a very brave pastor who felt that God was calling him to share with someone inside the abortion industry, so he took it to his deacon board, and they prayed about it and agreed, and they believed God gave them a deadline that they could be involved in this situation for 30 days. And he knew our CPA. He came in and made a deal with us just as we were expanding, because, you know, I wanted to be a millionaire, and the way for me to be a millionaire was 40,000 abortions a year, 3,335 a month. So that was my goal, and we were trying to stop all the internal fighting, because, as we mentioned earlier, all the drugs, the alcohol, and the internal fighting. And this man came in and said he could solve our problems by simply meeting with us for 4 weeks, an hour each. We started meeting, and the second time, he just laid out a plan of salvation for me. He just told me God loved me. He knew I couldn't be good enough. He knew I couldn't work hard enough. But because he loved me so much, he made a way of escape for me. And by asking Jesus Christ in my heart as Lord and Savior, my life could change. And I want you to know I prayed that prayer. He said, I wouldn't be much of a salesman if I didn't ask you to pray this prayer. And so amen. I'm going to pray it, and you pray it after me. Dear God, I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sins. Reign on the throne of my heart as Lord and Savior. Make me a worker in your vineyard. Amen. I left, and I thought that was the craziest man I'd ever met in my life. Did he think I was going to Florida to work in a vineyard? But when I got back to that abortion clinic, something had happened. They were all not running in the front door. They were all crying. They didn't want to be there. And I fell. I took them in my office and started talking to them about their abortion and why they didn't have to have an abortion. At the end of the day, I wasn't saying, isn't this great? I saved three babies. I was saying I lost $75, fell to my knees and prayed, Lord, if there is a Lord, if this is not where you want me, hit me over the head with the 2x4. And the 2x4 was our clinics were caught attempting to do abortions on women who were not pregnant 27 days after that pastor came into our clinic. And I left.
Amen. Carol Everett, how do people get in contact with you if they'd like to give you a call or make a contact?
HeidiGroup.org. HeidiGroup.org or 512-255-2088. 512-255-2088.
We so appreciate having you on the show today. Friends, if you'd like to get in contact with Carol, again, go ahead. Yes.
HeidiGroup.org.
You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. Check us out on Facebook, friends. See ya.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more vitality, more health, more well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.